So marketing activities and role played by that, by looking at 3 to 4 case studies in which we learned every case study that we took has its unique destination as a promotion, which is to be addressed to different type of customers who would find it interesting according to that. And now we talk about the marketing activities, how it is done and what. So facilitation role, begin with, that refers to facilitation. Facilitation may comprise of exercising a supporting influence over the tourism industry. So that means the tourism industry would find it as a marketing role to facilitate that availability and exercising it. Marketing facilitation, creates marketing collaboration connection or linkages between a national tourism department and individual travel and tourism business. So as I explained to you, the role of National Tourism Department, Tourism Ministry, Tourism Board is to create awareness of the destination. And once that's created, it raises the interest of the end user or the traveler, and he or she would look for who will take me there, how I will pick up the hotel, what are the nitty-gritty of closing this sale. But the awareness has been created through the National Tourism Department. That's a major role, creating an awareness of a destination. And then people look for, like example, medical tourism. India has gained a lot of recognition around the world for the medical tourism facilities available in India, including the renovation. And you go down to spas and resorts in Kerala, they have huge number of international tourists coming in for regeneration. So when awareness for regeneration or medical tourism has been increased, then comes a tour operator's role to tap that after the marketing done for the destination and the tourism or tourism service provider or a hospital or a resort or a spa would close that deal and invite them to that destination. So marketing activities in facilitation can be having tourism policy in place. Obviously, you should have a tourism policy. And I will add it here, many countries in the world do have tourism law, wherein the tourist who comes from a foreign land knows what is the tourist policy here, what is as a law he or she has a right. One of the very important thing that the tourist would demand is freedom to move freely as a tourist. He or she should not be stopped from time to time, always checking the document. And this is with regard to tourism policy should be in place. What if there is some dispute where he or she can challenge? This is what exactly our passport says. The passport issued in India on behalf of President of India very categorically says, please provide all support to the holder of this passport to move freely. And how we can move freely? We have entered the country with a valid visa. And this is what tourism policy means, that tourists are welcome, they can move freely, including in case of anything of escalation, like a war taking place or natural calamity happen, the tourists will be picked up first and get out of that place where it has been affected. So that comes all in a tourism policy. That's why people avoid going to places where they don't find safety of there and any tourism policy prevalent. For example, countries offering a lot of mugging, people are afraid to go there. Without any bias, If I say North Korea, for example, we have read so much of North Korea that we are worried whether we should go to North Korea or not. Allocating resources, then infrastructure need to be in place. You need to have good infrastructure in form of road, in form of airport, in form of travel facility, medical facilities, etc., etc. Resources should be in place. Otherwise, you bring tourists and you have no resources, then it leads to total unsatisfied tourists. Providing diverse destination mix. So tourists come to India for medical tourism and they have a little time, possibly they can explore something in Mumbai if they have come somewhere close to Mumbai, or if they have gone into North India, then they can visit Taj Mahal, or they can go for shopping somewhere, etc., etc. So marketing destination mix should be of ample choice. For example, going to US, so you can take a cruise ship, or you can go down to Statue of Liberty, or you can go to Empire State Building, or you can go down to the West Coast and have again a look at the Disneyland or the Disney World, whatever is available. So product destination mix, make a destination more powerful in marketing role, seeking and creating partnership. More partnership you have more support on services provided to the end user. Marketing attempts to reach customer. We have learned that we approach and we reach to the customer through different sources. Excuse me. So in the marketing role, only or any national tourism department has to focus on making the contribution to the extent possible. What are they? They are development of tourism infrastructure. A tourism infrastructure could be anything to highest possible infrastructure that a tourist would look forward for. Internet connectivity, to good washroom and hygiene facility, to roads, to building, to hotels, to airports and train facilities. All are part of infrastructure. And the Tourism Development Board will put up their reports from time to time as a marketing role to respective department to ensure that infrastructure is in place. Likewise, promotion and marketing of tourism products is also another marketing role. For example, Maharashtra Tourism, with the help of MTDC, Maharashtra Tourism Development Corporation, we have number of products available, including the rural tourism, agri-tourism that is being promoted, or coast tourism for Konkan Belt, etc. Or the wildlife in Chandrapur, bordering with Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. Of course, there is a concern of safety and security because of the presence of Naxalites there. But yet, all said and done, there is a security and promotion should be done for all the possible available tourism products. Providing incentive for accommodation for tourists. Yes, one of the prime things for international tourists in India is that because they pay in foreign currency, they may get, even if the hotel is full, because they're paying in dollar, it's a priority for them to get booking faster, confirmed than others. For example, a tourist going on certain places and paying for their rail travel, then they would have priority in all that. So providing some sort of an incentive. Then we have got enlightened regulation of tourism industry. Do's and don'ts. These are being provided and being adhered to in promotion of a country. For example, the normal things are respect local culture. Do not be too, for India, for example, respect local culture, dress up properly as per the accepted and ethical values of the local people whom you are seeing. Too much of intimacy, not encouraged. And smoking in the shopping mall, an area where no smoking prevails, you shouldn't be smoking. All these type of regulation that tourism industry should market very loud and clear. Many international tourists, especially those who take up international travel, are fully aware of this, but in as a marketing role, I've seen brochures coming out from different tourism boards suggesting do's and don'ts. One of the do is respect local culture, which you should do that. Respecting and thanking at the bottom of your heart to the country who gave you visa to visit their country. So that as a gratitude, you must always exhibit in some way or the other that thank you for giving us visa to visit your country. It's not your birthright to visit another country. Yes, you have some birthright as a citizen in India. But when you travel abroad, you cannot take up things which are not allowed for a tourist, like earning money. You cannot take up a job as a tourist. You go there and earn money. A few things of that nature has to be borne in mind. And then marketing role, the National Tourism Development contributors would put into investment facilitation. There are a lot of areas which are underdeveloped or need development. Funds are not going there. So encouraging investment facilities, providing incentives for investment like tax holiday, special facilities. If there is a woman in travelpreneur who is setting up a travel activity there, all these type of investment facilitation. You can't expect everything, especially properties, hotels, etc., to come from government, because we are a mixed market, marketing economy. Ultimately, the private investment, be it is from the investor based in India or international investor, all come and look at Dubai. They have Universal Studio, which is a foreign entity, and so many such things. Then the entity contribution is toward research analysis, which means doing something as a further development and future research study. Development and promotion of tourism by initiating domestic and international cooperation. You need to be cooperating on domestic as well. A tourist taking up a tourism site, which is on a remote area, then definitely the host community will need to cooperate with international tourists. And development of promotion of as much as destination place. So dear student, we are moving forward and understanding in detail about the role of National Tourism Department or National Tourism Board in its marketing role. So contribution here also include strengthening the efforts of region, for example, state. State would depend for feeder connectivity. For example, tourists going down to Kanha National Park, which is in Madhya Pradesh, or Kaziranga National Park. Possibly there is no international airport, so you would need support. Cross-state promotion, like there are many countries. For example, Schengen is an ideal example, where there is a cooperation between different countries to issue one single visa for simply to promote tourism and business, so that you don't apply for various visas for those 29 countries who are part of Schengen. And likewise, state and union territory, so you can cross from one state to another, availing the same facility or another type of facilities between, say, for example, people going down to Lakshadweep would fly out of Kerala, yes, and going down to Andaman and Nicobar, which are union territories. You need a good cooperation connectivity from Kolkata or from Chennai, because from these two places, flight takes off for Port Blair, right? So this cooperation and strengthening efforts of the region, promoting sustainable tourism, bingo, that's the most important activity as a marketing role should be borne in mind by most marketing activities or role. If you are not promoting sustainable tourism, then tourism industry is going to die down its own death in another course of, say, 50 or 40 years from now. So sustainable tourism is promoted by all national tourism development boards and organizations and different tourism organizations spread around the world. That's the future of tourism industry, sustainable tourism. And that counts a lot, is a separate topic to be discussed. But in a nutshell, sustainable tourism means continue seeing growth in a sustainable manner, retaining the ecology and ecotourism values, and taking care of host community. These are poverty eradication. These are all sustainable tourism elements that should be promoted at all level. Coming back to National Tourism Department's marketing, the role of evaluating the external businesses has to be looked into. For example, government policy and vision towards tourism industry. And this has been a matter of concern for many countries where policies don't work hand in glove with different departments or the ministry. For example, Ministry of Home Affairs, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Information and Culture are the support that need to support and bring in tourism. So if the government policy for visa isn't very clear for a specific country, then tourists will be careful to visit that country. Likewise, if the home scenario doesn't sit in a calm and safe situation, tourists is bothered. So evaluating what would happen as role of government policy is quite important, and that from time to time, National Tourism Department works toward. For example, National Tourism Department in Thailand used to run a program where government officials sitting at the airport endorsing stamp on arrival were invited to take care of customer relationship and human relationship. Don't forget, the custom or immigration officers sitting at the passport control are the first people a tourist sees before even he meets his service provider, which is a tour operator or a hotelier. He sees that government official sitting with the visa. And there, if he or she experiences something which doesn't have a good impact, ultimately that will damage the tourism industry. So that evaluation would need. Least wearing a smile is what is required. Then market preparation, how to prepare your market for that industry, and then fund sourcing and related assessment. Investment is one area which is a matter of concern for many tourism boards. Some have really gone on total stop because they don't have funds. Many countries are taking up investment seminars and webinars in different countries where they encourage international investment from the region or international organization to provide funding for national tourism, for the growth of tourism. Going further, marketing tourism departments creating and developing necessary tourism infrastructure. I have highlighted that they play a major role and they create infrastructure. We have a lot of new airlines that is flying. More routes have been developed nationally and internationally. We are working towards good roads. All these are infrastructure requirement. We are reaching to the most remote places with internet service provider. Likewise, tourism services, promotion and marketing, like if you have example I can give you, is one of the services that many countries offer, is offering support to tourists in form of tourist police. So instead of going to a normal police station, you approach with any problem of whatever nature to tourist police, who will handle and try to resolve that on a speedy manner. Providing incentives for accommodation, we have spoken. Establishment of rule and regulation, we have spoken. That will play a major role for rules and regulation, like I mentioned, do's and don'ts. A lot of tourists are not aware of do's and don'ts. As I said, a couple coming in, or even if they are spouse to one another, in public in India, we don't have this permission to be too intimate, like they have the possibility doing in other parts of the world. Too intimacy is not allowed, may not be encouraged, may be matter of a concern. So these are all has to be done in the promotion of that. Attracting investor, bring in foreign investment, I highlighted under United Nations tourism policy. There is a lot of encouragement to that. There are investment webinars, seminars, and different events that happen from country to country. And that was the theme last year, the growth of tourism and international investment, because investment is required for the growth of tourism industry. If the source investment doesn't come, or the government is not having capacity to invest and bring in. Undertaking marketing research, very simple, market research has to be carried out as a marketing facilitation, development and promotion of tourism by exploring domestic and international association. Here I would mention not only United Nations World Tourism Organization or UN Tourism, but World Travel and Tourism Council, Pacific Asia Travel Association, PATA, and International Ecological, so the International Ecotourism Society, TIE, and many more, who are working towards common interest of promoting tourism spread around the world, supporting and enhancing the efforts of regional authorities in their tourism-related initiative, including Union Territory. All this are a role that you work with state and Union Territories, central body with regional bodies, because objective and the role of all these is to promote tourism to that country. So coming again to the few last slides, the consumer assistance and protection, and I pointed out tourist police. We do have tourist police in India, not seen much, but yes, there is a tourist police that is available in India, and in other countries also there is tourist police. In fact, in Thailand, I've seen specially highlight telephone numbers given for tourist attention, and they are on display at various touristic spots where a tourist, if at all done with some mishandling or some fraud, he can approach to that tourist police. And then general education advisory service for the industry that need to come in from time to time, especially, for example, weather-related or any sort of political disturbances, civil unrest, or any closure of roads, etc., are these type of advisory services that will help in tourism industry. Service providers will be aware that due to this, you have to diversify, for example, closure of certain things for certain time period, on holidays for certain tourist attraction on a specific days of the week, opening and closing hours of the particular attraction. All this need to be transferred and transmitted through the tourism department for a good and better growth of all that. Some brochures here shown to you, done by Kerala Tourism, and it highlights exactly what they are offering and what Kerala offers as a package. This one is from Switzerland, road trip to Switzerland. Look at what they offer, especially after the movie Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge. Switzerland become, and Lamhe, not to forget, not Lamhe, I'm sorry, Chandni. I repeat, Chandni. These two movies brought the name of Switzerland to Indian household. Though currently Switzerland is a very expensive destination for a normal Indian tourist, but yes, Switzerland tourism continue promoting Switzerland India. This is another Switzerland road trip. Drive your way to Alpine place. And this you can see and really feel that how nicely they have protected the environment and have restricted mass tourism, which is an absolutely dangerous for the growth of tourism, as I was pointing out when I said about sustainable tourism. So the land making their country so nicely infrastructured that you can monitor the departure of rail timing, and accordingly the train, you can set your watches according to the departure of train. So this is our Madhya Pradesh Tourism Board, which has also variety to offer from the attractions like national parks and the famous temple of Khajuraho, or the Kumbh Mela attraction of Ujjain, all are in Madhya Pradesh, and they have this advantage of promoting one of the very active tourism board in India is Madhya Pradesh Tourism. This is click from Rajasthan Tourism, go through that. Rajasthan also have the heritage sites, including the palaces of Rajwadas converted into hotels, some of the lake hotels in Udaipur, where earlier the palaces of kings or Rajwadas. Also, they have the famous, most attractive place for Jains in Mount Abu. All this Rajasthan called for, and they carry on in their tourism promotion. With this, I conclude my lecture. It was very much of my interest and for you to listen to me. Thank you very much. I am Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.